On today's show, Kevin Porter Jr. with a strong outing against the Golden State Warriors. Is this the type of game that he can consistently have as the point guard for your Houston Rockets? Also, Jabari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason, the pair of Houston Rockets rookies, making their impact felt in a big, big way in that second quarter push to regain control of this game for the Houston Rockets. Arguably, both of their best games of their respective careers up to this point. We're going to break it all down for you coming up right here at Locked On Rockets.
This is Mission Control, Houston.
Ignition sequence start.
The Houston Rockets select Jalen Green and Jabari Smith Jr.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
Every time I step on that floor, I'm coming.
You're getting somebody who's going to come in with a chip on their shoulder, somebody who's going to come in and compete from day one.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
What's up and welcome to another edition of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, I'm your host, Jackson Gatlin, native Houstonian and credentialed media member. I'm also the host of Locked On NBA Mondays, host of the State of the Rockets podcast, as well as Rockets Watch. Be sure to follow along on Twitter at JT Gatlin. And the show, of course, at Locked On Rockets, free and available wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube, where you can help us out tremendously by commenting anything below on the YouTube page. Remember, for the house, for the team, for the algorithm. Go comment on the page. Helps out a ton. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. A lot of really encouraging things to talk about from this most recent Rockets-Warriors game. 127-120 loss for Houston, unfortunately. They were right there in it up until... Golden State started to pull away like just under like 6 minutes. I mean, it was neck and neck down the stretch until Steph Curry hit a couple, big time threes in the final couple minutes. One of them, I have no idea how he even made it in. Some really fantastic defense being played by Eric Gordon. And then Steph Curry just like he's like falling down as he shoots the three and it goes in. Just ridiculous, ridiculous performance. A ridiculous shooting night by the Warriors backcourt, and they needed every single point that they scored to overcome the Rockets, who had a rough start to this game, put themselves in a hole early, 40-28, because Klay Thompson exploded in the first quarter. And yet they clawed back, and they clawed back in a huge way in that second quarter, and that was spearheaded by Jabari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason in that quarter, Bari and Tari, getting it done. But the Locked On Rockets player of the game for this one goes to Kevin Porter Jr., who, to me, I was really impressed by his game against the Toronto Raptors, the assists that he had in that game, the facilitation, all of that. I think this game is more in line with what KPJ could consistently provide for the Rockets at the point guard spot. And I'll break down kind of what I mean by that. So KPJ finished the night. He had 30 points on 10 of 19 shooting, 5 of 11 from long range, 5 of 6 the charity stripe. He had 5 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, a block, and only a couple turnovers in 35 minutes of run. Now, I thought Kevin Porter Jr. had a fantastic game. And there's going to be nights where he's able to have games like he did against the Toronto Raptors, where he's wheeling and dealing. He, gets double-digit assist numbers. And, even in that game, right, he was setting people up left, right, and center to the point that he had the 11 assists. He had the 24 potential assists. He was wheeling and dealing in that game. It felt like this game was a bit more his pace because he wasn't exclusively focused on playmaking, although I commend KPJ because I don't think there was a single point in this game where I thought, oh, KPJ's over dribbling the ball or he's not sharing the ball enough or he's getting into one of his little tunnel vision states where he, doesn't involve anybody else for 2 or 3 or 4 possessions in a row. None of that happened. And maybe I need to go back and rewatch the game and maybe there were a couple moments where it did happen, but just memory serving, watching the game live, going through it, I don't think there was a single point that stood out to me where I thought, man, KPJ's not getting others involved. And that's kind of the big part, is KPJ doesn't have to go out there and average 10-plus assists to be considered a good point guard. He just needs to get other guys on the team involved. And by and large, I felt like he did that at a really, really elite rate in this game. Just bringing the ball up, getting the Rockets into their sets quickly, and finding guys, right? Finding the open man and then, you know, letting that guy swing it to the next guy and then swing it to the next guy and then drive and kick and penetrate. And granted, the Warriors have, I think it's the second worst defense on the road in the NBA. So it's not like they're, you know, the same juggernaut that they are at home at the Chase Center as they are on the road. But this was just a really encouraging performance to me by KPJ because he got his shots. He got 30 points, right? He scored, really, really well in this game. But he did it within the flow of the Rockets offense. And at no point did it feel like he had to, like, take over and go, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 possessions in a row where it was just boom, boom, the KPJ ISO fest, right? Where nobody else is involved. Nobody else is touching the ball. He got his buckets in a variety of ways, right? Like he drove in, he had some really strong finishes on the interior. He had some moments where he got some kickout passes to 3-point land where he would then catch and shoot. He had moments where he was, you know, isolating on the perimeter and then getting to his step back game. He had a really diverse scoring package in this game. I think he did a really good job of determining when to attack on certain like mismatches. Like there were points where he had Kevon Looney switched onto him and he would decide, okay, like I've got Looney on me. I know I can beat Looney. I'm going to drive to the rim and finish, right? And he drove, you know, to his weak hand and finished with his right hand off the glass around Kevon Looney. Moments like that where it just feels like his in-game recognition of who needed the ball, who to get the ball to, you know, getting the Rockets into their sets quickly and not dominating the basketball, but still very much making his presence felt in this game was top-notch. I think this is my favorite game of the season so far for Kevin Porter Jr. Really, really strong performance by him. Some solid defense, too. You know, you have to chase around Steph Curry and Klay Thompson all night. You know, they still went off for 41 and 33 points. 41 for Klay, 33 for Steph. But I thought that, you know, Kevin, by and large, did a decent job chasing those guys around. There was one play early in the game where he got beat on, like, a backdoor cut and got this like really impressive block at the rim. And it's kind of like a twofold thing. It's cool to see him get that impressive recovery block, but at the same time, it's bad defense because you got beat backdoor because you were like face guarding the ball, right? Or you were like ball watching is the terminology I was looking for. So I think KPJ had a really, really strong performance. And I think this is more in line with what he could give the Rockets consistently out of the point guard spot. I'm not saying he's going to give you 30 plus consistently every night, but, you know, give you a decent scoring punch on good efficiency, 3-level score from all around the floor. And again, what really stood out, right, is there were moments where other guys were creating looks for him, right, where he was getting opportunities because the ball was moving, right, where he would start the possession, kick it to somebody, drive and kick, whatever, and then the ball would find its way back to KPJ for him to be the play finisher on a given possession. He didn't have to dominate the ball for 12 to 15 seconds and isolate and not let anybody else touch it for him to still be the guy ultimately taking the shot. So I really liked his shot diet in this game. I liked his, you know, ability to get others involved in this game. It felt like he was getting the Rockets into their sets quickly on offense. Really good all-around game from Kevin Porter Jr., who is your Locked On Rockets player of the game. So coming up, do you want to talk about the Rockets rookie sensations, Jabari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason, who were a huge help in the second quarter for the Rockets. Both of those guys having arguably their best games of the season. How were they able to feed off of each other's energy in that second quarter and help get the Rockets back into this game? We're going to talk about that after a quick message from my friends over at BetterHelp. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual, right? It'd be really nice if it did, but it doesn't. So maybe, you know, when life isn't working for you, you know, it's okay to feel stuck, right? That happens, right? Maybe you're not progressing the way that you want to in your career, with a relationship. It can be any of that, right? You can feel a bit stuck. You can start to feel a bit unsure of yourself. Like I said, it could be a career, it could be a relationship, it could be a big milestone, like becoming a parent or marriage or anything, right? Look, BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible anywhere, 100% online. They can help you learn coping skills, self-empowerment, how to deal with trauma, all these different things to help you kind of tackle and deal with life's challenges. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. There's no waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOnMBA. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOnMBA. And continuing on here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, appreciate you for making LOR your first listen. For your second listen, go check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, Bari and Tari, who were absolutely phenomenal in this game against the Golden State Warriors, and the catalyst for the Houston Rockets, for the Houston Rockets run in the second quarter in this game to take control and go into halftime with a lead rather than trailing by a significant margin, 4-point lead at halftime. It wasn't a bunch, but it was better than what they were left with after Klay Thompson was scorching hot after that first quarter on his way to his 41 points and 10 of 13 3-point shooting in this game. Look, Jabari Smith Jr., this game finished 22 points, new career high for Jabari Smith Jr., now topping his career high that he had against the Utah Jazz in the win earlier this season. 22 points, 8 of 14 shooting, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 of 4 from the free throw stripe, 7 boards, 1 assist, only a couple turnovers in 32 minutes of run. Really strong game for Jabari. And then off the bench, Tari Eason, the steal of the NBA draft at pick number 17, 19 points, new career high for Tari Eason in 23 minutes of play, 8 of 14 shooting from the floor, just 1 of 5 from long distance. So you like to see that number be a little bit better, but you appreciate the aggressiveness in shooting the ball. 2 of 2 at the free throw line, had 8 boards, 1 assist, 3 steals, that wingspan very much on display against the Warriors. No turnovers, again, all in 23 minutes of run. Look, Jabari and Tari turned this game around for the Houston Rockets in the second quarter, right? The Rockets looked stale. They looked low energy. They looked like they weren't able to keep up with the Golden State Warriors, who came out roaring in the first quarter. And things started to look a little bit better once the Goon Squad checked in. The starters looked a little lifeless, like they were just kind of going through stuff. And I mean, it took them, it was 11-0 at one point, I think, early in the game, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, the Rockets could not get points on the board whatsoever, right? Yeah, 11-0 at one point. Yeah, it was 11-0, and then KPJ finally drilled a 3 to get the Rockets on the board. But this was just an ugly game to start, right? And thankfully, with the Warriors and their, you know, inability seemingly to play defense on the road, allowed the Rockets to really get back in this game. But a big part of it was the energy that shifted in the second quarter, and that was in large part due to Jabari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason. Jabari started cleaning up the glass in a big way in that second quarter. He had a bunch of rebounds like in a row where he was skying for rebounds. Not a term that I thought I was going to be using for Jabari Smith Jr., but he was like elevating, using his length, grabbing rebounds, you know, securing defensive possessions for the Rockets. And then Tari just getting out, running, playing high energy basketball. Those guys, so in that quarter, Jabari Smith Jr. had 11 points on 4 of 6 shooting in that quarter, had a couple threes, had 4 rebounds, had his 1 assist. Just a really, really strong quarter from Jabari, who played basically 9 minutes straight in that quarter. And then Tari Eason played just over 9 minutes, and he had his 9 points, 4 of 5 shooting, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, so he wound up missing all three of the rest of his threes elsewhere in the game. 5 boards, couple of steals, just those two guys combining for 20 of the Rockets' 37 second quarter points. And the way that they were doing it too, like for Jabari, for example, right? It just felt like this was the game where he's been the most confident on the floor. Like, he was pulling threes with confidence, like just letting it rip, right? Just like, I mean, he was touching the ball and boom, like firing it, right? There's been some like hesitancy in his game, right? Where he's been in that shooting rut. He hasn't been converting. And he just can't have that, right? He's a shooter. Shooters shoot, right? How do you get yourself out of a shooting slump? You shoot yourself out of a shooting slump. So to see Jabari just pulling that trigger and just going for it in this game, and it worked. Like, you know, 3 of 9, that's good. That's a step in the right direction for his 3-point shooting. But even better than that was the fact that he converted on all five of his looks inside the three-point arc, right? He had a driving layup and finish late in this game. He had a dunk that was assisted on by Alperen Şengün really late in this game to give the Rockets the lead, 108-107, with just under or just over 6 minutes left to go in this game. He had a couple mid-range pull-ups where he kind of like dribbled the ball in and then just, you know, leaned in, you know, dipped his shoulder into the defender and then just elevated, right? And when Jabari elevates at the free throw line, nobody can guard that. He's 6'11" with a crazy wingspan. Nobody can guard him when he elevates. So to see him go 5 of 5 inside the three-point line and get to some of those sweet spots and have just a really strong all-around game, including getting to the free throw line a few times, right? Got there 4 times, hit 3 of them. A really, really solid all overall night for Jabari Smith Jr. Really encouraging performance because the defense has been there, right? The defense, the rebounding, the flashes there on the other side of the floor have been there. It's the offensive side that he just hasn't been able to put together consistently yet. And so to see him have this game where he really did have a good all-around game, right? He was 3 of 9 from long distance, hit every shot inside the paint, played good defense, rebounded the ball well. This is the type of game that I kind of thought Jabari would be having pretty consistently out of the gate. And if he can build on this, and if he can be a walking like 15-8 type guy with some good three-point shooting to go, then yeah, he's absolutely going to climb his way back into like the rookie of the year conversation. I know Paolo's been incredible. I know Benedict Mathurin's been incredible, but Jabari should be able to find himself in that conversation as long as he has those types of numbers to back it up. And then Tari. I mean, Tari's just, he is all hustle, all gas, no breaks, just absolutely providing so much life to this Houston Rockets team. He had that one fast break in this game where he and KJ, right, he forces the steal, he tips it back, gets the ball, you know, gets the ball back in. Rockets are running on the break, and then Tari takes off and he's on the left side and KJ like lobs it up to him, and Tari's able, he wasn't able to dunk it home, but he's able to finish the lob play off the glass. And then he had another one. If memory serves, I think he forced another turnover that Dacian Nix actually wound up being the one to recover this one. And then Dacian had like a really slick bounce pass to KJ Martin in transition, like kind of in traffic a little bit, where KJ then just elevated and like two-hand flush in transition. KJ had a couple rim rockers in this game. He had another one later on that was a really loud dunk in this one. So KJ Martin continues to impress off the Houston Rockets bench. Want to talk about some of the other areas from this Rockets game. Talk about Jalen Green struggling in this one, although the free throw shooting and getting to the free throw line continues to be a positive sign for Jalen Green. Want to talk about KJ Martin's impact off the Houston Rockets bench. Why he should make it to the Houston Rockets starting lineup. All of that and more. But first, a quick message from our friends over at Prize Picks. Next game, how about Jalen Green to go over 24.5 points? What about Tari Eason off the bench? I feel like it's a safe bet. You could say over 6.5 rebounds for Tari Eason. How about Jabari Smith Jr.? We'll take the over on 3.5 threes. I'm a bit bullish after this game on Jabari Smith Jr. I think he's going to have another breakout game here super soon. So what is Prize Picks? How does it work? You pick 2 to 5 players. And if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 25 times back on your money on any entry that you submit. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. They've got you for NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, you name it. They've got you covered over at Prize Picks. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that simple. Download the PrizePicks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. And final segment here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Now, Jalen Green, despite the fact that KPJ had a strong night, Bari and Tari looked really good. Jalen Green back into a bit of a struggle, struggled against the Pacers, although he got to the free throw line 15 times, hit 12 of them, struggled shooting the ball from the floor. And then that struggle continued and bled into the Warriors game. Just 4 of 15 shooting from the floor for Jalen, 1 of 8 from long distance. Just had 16 points on the night. He did have 5 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. So, you know, no turnovers. So he was impacting the game in other ways. But Jalen is first and foremost a scorer. And so when he's not scoring the rock, he needs to find ways to get himself going. And I thought that he did a decent job in this one of at least trying to get to the free throw line and trying to initiate some of that contact and get, you know, get himself going that way. Because when the three ball is not falling and when you're being given that many opportunities to shoot the three ball, it's just really tough, right? Like one of 8 3-point shooting at some point when you're, you know, 1 of 5, 1 of 6, you maybe want to stop pulling the trigger on the three, maybe make that extra pass to a teammate or, you know, fake the three, drive it in, get to the free throw line. Just a bad, kind of a bad all around shooting night for Jalen. Just one of those really, really rough nights. But it's encouraging. You want to see him drive to the drive and initiate contact and get to the free throw line when he's having an off night. He had an off night in this one. Some of the length, right, on the interior of the Warriors, like Kevon Looney, Draymond Green on the inside, kind of bothering him when he was driving to the rim. And then I also thought Andrew Wiggins did a really good job checking Jalen Green. Like, there were moments when Jalen started to do, like, his, you know, attack, reload, you know, attack going left, all right, reload, attack going back right, go to get, try to get to the middle of the floor. And Wiggins did a great job sticking with Jalen Green when he was guarding him one-on-one. So that type of like lengthy, right, Wiggins, 6'8", good wingspan, quick, agile, you know, stronger than Jalen Green at this point. Like that type of defender is going to present a lot of issues for Jalen, somebody who has, who ticks all of those boxes where he's got both the speed and the length to really bother some of what Jalen wants to do offensively. So tough night for Jalen. Hopefully he bounces back, in the Rockets next game, but you credit the Golden State Warriors defense in this one. And they keyed in and they shut down Jalen Green. But other guys had really, really strong nights. Like KPJ, big night. Bari, big night. Tari, huge night off the bench. Even though it was kind of ugly at times. The Goon Squad getting it done. And then elsewhere, and Jalen had a very... He wasn't credited for this, I guess. I guess it was credited as a team turnover. He had a very uncharacteristic turnover near the end of the third quarter, right? An 8-second violation. Like, what? Like, what? I just walking the ball up and doesn't get it across half court in time. And it's, first off, like, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, you're looking at the clock, right? As soon as the clock says 16 on the shot clock, like, ref's going to blow the whistle. Because that's all right. If you're not across half court and it says 16 on the shot clock, what are we doing? So it was one of those where it's just like autopilot, brain fart, whatever you want to call it. Very uncharacteristic turnover because you rarely, if ever, see those 8-second violations, especially when they're unforced. It's not like the Warriors were pressing to force a turnover in that, you know, in that situation. It was just walking the ball up the court, unfortunately. Elsewhere from this game, Alperen Şengün, I felt like, had kind of a quieter night. Didn't really get to showcase a lot of his post skills. Now, Kevon Looney is a good post defender. Alpi didn't get that many opportunities to really like get down low and get to his game, get on the low block and try to abuse Looney. A lot more of his opportunities kind of came from the elbow, from the dribble handoff on the perimeters, screen setting, that kind of stuff. And he finished with just 4 points, 1 of 3 shooting. He had 7 boards. He had 3 assists. He had a steal. He had a few turnovers. Not a great all-around game from Alpi, and I did think that this was the type of game that, especially with Steph and with Klay and the number of screens that they run around and the healthy diet of like pick-and-roll coverage, Alpi was going to be really susceptible to getting taken advantage of in this game, and he did. There were multiple possessions where, you know, Steph or Klay was the primary ball handler, comes off the screen, Alpi's too low, they wind up pulling the trigger, it's a made shot, and it's like, you know, this is like a nightmare matchup for Alperen Şengün. And defensively, we've seen it pretty consistently this season that when you throw Alpi into the blender of a pick and roll coverage and you just keep going to it over and over and over, he's going to struggle. And some of that falls on the Rockets perimeter defenders, but some of it also, a big chunk of it also falls on Alperen Şengün and the fact that he's just not built to be like a switching defender, right? He can't switch onto Curry or Klay and guard them consistently one-on-one on the perimeter. He gets put on an island and gets torched. So Usman Garuba did a fantastic job in this game, I feel like, of just being a better, more versatile defensive presence. switching onto smaller guys on the perimeter. When Garuba was out there, the Rockets were able to run a full-blown 1-5 switching scheme and really trying to flatten out the Warriors' offense. It took some insane shot-making for the Golden State Warriors to win this game. I want to reiterate that, right? I said it at the top, but the Rockets were very much neck and neck in this game until the final moments. And again, it took a combined 74 points by the Golden State Warriors backcourt. Klay Thompson has been slumping, right? They were 0-8 on the road. Like, it took a miracle game from Klay Thompson and a huge game from Steph Curry, who was scoreless through, you know, however many minutes of this game. Through like the first quarter, I think it was scoreless or something, or like 0 for whatever, finally got on the board, like midway through the second probably. It took a pair of really, really strong nights from them to be able to knock off the Rockets in this game. But Garuba, I think, did a good job on switches and kind of covering the middle part of the floor. Needs to get better with his hands, man. Like, there were so many passes that Garuba bobbled in this game. And that's like the weirdest thing is, like, I feel like when Garuba's like within 5 feet of the rim, he immediately will bobble any pass thrown towards him. When he's away from that, right? When he's like on the short roll, he's great. Like, he doesn't bobble passes when he's like rolling towards the rim and he catches the ball, you know, free throw line area or free throw line extended. And then he like makes the read and kicks it to the next right person. But it's like, within 5 feet of the rim, he gets like a, you know, a minus 50 debuff to his hands and just immediately fumbles every single pass that gets thrown his way, which is kind of frustrating because you want to be able to see him continue to like create and make those moves in and around the bucket. But a strong night for Uzi, who hit another three. So he's creeping up on shooting 90% from the floor or 90% from three this season. It was his only made bucket in this game. He was 1-4 shooting from the floor outside of that. Had some ugly shots in and around the rim, unfortunately. Little shot put here, missed layup there, that kind of thing. And then last guy I want to talk about here is, well, I'll say Deshaun. Deshaun Nix had a few nice assists in this game. He had 5 assists, only 1 turnover. Mentioned the one earlier that he had to KJ Martin where he, you know, bounced it in transition. KJ was able to elevate, finish. I thought Deshaun Nix did a good job setting the table in the minutes that he was on the floor. Deshaun Nix continues to impress, right? Being that kind of connective, like, you know, facilitating point guard, some solid reads, some solid defense. He's good for what he's supposed to do in his like 10 to 15 minutes a night. So kudos to Deshaun Nix, 5 assists in 13 minutes. That's what you want to see out of him. Although I would have liked to see him hit a couple threes. That would have been nice too. Went 0 for 2 there. KJ Martin. He should be starting. Like, he gives this Rockets team so much energy, and it feels like they've had so many games now where they start and they're low energy, right? Where they just don't have it going early. And, you know, it's just part of that is like the movement side of things. It's like Eric Gordon gives you spacing, yes, in the starting lineup, but KJ Martin gives you energy, right? He gives you he gives you size, gives you defense, gives you better rebounding. He gives you that transition force, somebody that can run and gun with Jalen and Scoot in transition. He plays incredibly well off of Alper and Şengün, so having those two guys closer to one another is fantastic. It would suck to rob the Goon Squad of, you know, their third member in KJ Martin, because those three guys seemingly check in off the bench and basically their minutes are kind of mirrored with each other throughout the game. But for KJ Martin in this game, 12 points, 4 of 6 shooting, 3 of 4 at the charity stripe, 1 of 2 from 3, 4 rebounds, had an assist, had a steal, plus 12 in his 24 minutes. Plus 12, a team best plus 12 in a game that was decided by 7 points. Like, KJ's impact cannot be understated that he has when he's on the floor for this Rockets team. He runs in transition well. He plays well in the half court. He understands how to attack off closeouts now. He can get to the rim. Again, he had one that was credited. He had one. It was an assist that was credited to Deshaun Nix, but it's kind of like one of those, like, is it really an assist? Deshaun passed it to KJ. KJ held it for a second, faked the three, drove it in, and then he yammed it home with his left hand. Really strong dunk from KJ Martin. And he just gives the Rockets life. Like, I think that's the thing, right? His energy is just infectious. And when he's on the floor, I feel like other guys are able to kind of feed off that energy. And that's also why the Goon Squad looks and feels the way that it does. Is you've got three guys who all give you so much hustle and energy in KJ and Tari and Uzi, that those three guys all coming off the bench at the same time together and then getting run with the backcourt of Jalen and KPJ looks really good. But I kind of want to see that. I kind of want to see KJ just get plugged into the starting lineup and see what it would look like. Don't know when or if that's ever going to happen, but Eric Gordon in the starting lineup, I'm going to keep harping on it. It should change. Like, Eric Gordon, shout out to his services. Fantastic. Houston Rocket has done a great job with this team. It's time to move on from Eric Gordon. That's basically going to be my message for the rest of the season up until the trade deadline, for however long it needs to be. It is time to move on from Eric Gordon at this point. With that, that's going to do it for today's episode. A really encouraging performance by the Houston Rockets against the Golden State Warriors, who had been struggling on the road. Still a very, very good team. Took a really strong performance by their backcourt to beat the Houston Rockets. Hopefully it's something that Jabari can build on, right? So that he can be a bit more consistent moving forward. Hopefully this is the type of game that KPJ can continue to replicate. Doesn't have to be 30 every single night, but the type of game where he's not dominating the basketball and really focused on getting others involved. He only had 6 assists, and I should have looked up his potential assists in this game. But overall, I felt this was probably Kevin Porter Jr.'s best game of the season. It's either this one or the Raptors game, but one of them is the best game of the season. And if he can play like this every single night, I'll have nothing but good things to say about KPJ. So with that, that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, appreciate you so much for checking out the show. If you haven't done so yet, please consider subscribing wherever you listen to your podcast. That's Apple, Spotify, Google, Odyssey app, free and available on all podcast platforms. We're also available on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Locked on Rockets. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. What was your favorite moment from this Rockets game? What did you like the most? What was your favorite moment maybe from the second quarter, from the comeback that the Houston Rockets had? Let me know in the YouTube comments. I do read each and every one of those every single day. But as always, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to having you back right here at Locked on Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.